Zechariah was doing some good stuff. He was a priest. He was doing good things. It was his turn. By the way, they measured these things. They drew lots to see whose turn it was to do the things in the temple. And it was his turn, and he was doing that faithfully. Now, wouldn't you think that'd be enough? And sometimes we get into that trap. We think, well, I'm doing good things. You know, I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do. I'm taking care of my family. I'm taking care of my job. I'm doing good things in the community. I'm doing good things at church. I'm doing good deeds. I'm giving money. I'm doing all these good things. All good things. Don't stop doing any of that. But there needs to be a little bit of time sometimes that we just find a way to be quiet, especially when we're struggling. Especially when we don't feel connected to God. One of the great temptations is not for us to go and do something evil, but for us just to go and do constantly. For us just to be thinking constantly and never have that moment of quiet that we connect with God. Zechariah was visited by an angel. Okay, that's a good tip that this is truth. And he's hearing exactly what Abraham had heard generations before. Abraham was visited by an angel and told that he was going to have a child, even though he and his wife were advanced age. Now, Zechariah, being a priest in the temple, knew the story of Abraham. Being a good Jewish boy, he knew the story of Abraham. He's hearing the same thing. And yet, we sometimes think, just as Zechariah did, well, that can't happen to me. I mean, that was Abraham, for crying out loud. That can't be me. Really? Okay, the angel's saying it, but really? We have so many opportunities to follow Christ, and yet very often we struggle that we could really do that. And yeah, we have people in our history and in the church that have had profound experiences with God, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. I'll just do some good deeds. I'll give some money to charity. I'll do some good things. I'll be busy doing the work of God because I just don't know that God really can connect with me. Silence is the cure for unbelief. Silence is the cure for doubt and spiritual struggle. God is found. The spiritual connection with God is found in the quiet. How much of that do we actually have? How much of that do we put into our life? And then we wonder, where's God? Why isn't God doing something? Why isn't God more powerful in my life? And the truth is, God probably can't get a word in edgewise because our minds and our bodies were constantly going all the time. Now, I'm not saying that we're doing anything bad. But could we find 10 minutes in a day to just be quiet? To just be quiet in the presence of God. Zechariah was about to enter a profound thing. This baby that was foretold ended up being John the Baptist. If you're familiar with the story, John the Baptist is a big deal. He is a profound character in the New Testament. He was the forerunner of Christ. He was the prophet that proclaimed the coming of the Messiah. He was the one who Jesus went to and said, "You're going to baptize me." John the Baptist said, "I can't do that. You're the Messiah." Jesus insisted. John was the one who baptized Jesus himself because Jesus insisted on him doing it. John the Baptist was one of the greatest prophets, one of the greatest servants of God in all of Scripture. This is the baby that Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth had in their advanced age. This is the one that the angel was talking about. Zechariah is about to start something that is going to profoundly affect the world. To do that, to raise that child that the angel foretold would be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he was born. If you're raising that child, if you're part of that work of God, that this child is filled with the Holy Spirit before he's even born. This child that he raised went on to be one of the greatest prophets, one of the greatest servants of God the world has ever seen. If you're part of that work of God, you've got to be connected to God. And the angel saw, he's not quite there yet. He's still struggling with this. So the angel didn't strike him as some sort of punishment, didn't make him be quiet to teach him a lesson. The angel said, this is what's going to happen, because the cure for unbelief is silence. If we understand that, we see that the angel was helping Zechariah in his work. Everything that might be negative to us isn't necessarily negative. When we read this with our modern eyes, when we're going constantly and we have all this noise and all these electronics and all these things, none of which are bad, I'm not preaching against any of those. But when we have all of these things, to not be able to talk, boy, that seems rough. To be quiet for months, man, that seems harsh. But if we look at this from the viewpoint that Zechariah was about to begin one of the greatest works of all of human history, that he was the father of John the Baptist, this great prophet, he needs to be connected with God. He doesn't need to just be lighting incense in a temple. He doesn't need to just be doing his duty. He needs to be connected to God. And so the angel said, you need to be quiet. In the months leading up to this, you need to be quiet. And that's what happened. He was silent. He was not able to speak until the baby was born. And Zechariah said, we'll name him John. And the rest is history. Now, we may not be part of a work that changes the world. Who knows? We might be. We don't know. That's up to God. But we are part of a work of God on some level or another. We may not go down in history, but we're part of God's work. We are part of God's plan. We are here now at this point in history, in this place, for a reason. We need to be connected to the Spirit of God, each and every one of us that are followers of Jesus. And the way to do that is silence. The angel didn't punish Zechariah. The angel was helping Zechariah. The angel was helping him do exactly what he needed to do. Be quiet. Connect with God. Experience God in the quiet. To break out of all these habits, to break out of all these patterns of thinking, and just be in the presence of God. You don't have to stop doing one thing that you're doing. You don't have to change your life at all. You don't have to give up anything. Just add a little bit of time. Whatever you can do, and be quiet. When Jesus was born, there was no room in the inn. And so Jesus, the very incarnation of God, the Messiah, was born in a stable, wrapped in some cloth and laid in a manger, which is basically a feeding trough. And we think sometimes, if we analyze this, so God, who was able to impregnate the Virgin Mary, who was able to fulfill the prophecy of Scripture by moving Mary and Joseph into Bethlehem, which is where it was foretold the Messiah would be born, could put a star in the sky leading the way so the wise men could find him. God could do all this, but God couldn't arrange to have a spot in the inn. Why in the world was there no room when God could do all these other things, but God couldn't figure out a way to get a reservation? Until we learn what an inn is in the olden days, it was not what we think of in our modern day as an inn, as a hotel. Generally speaking, there's a lot of different designs, but generally speaking, This was a series of three walled shacks with a roof. They're all stacked together in a circle. And they were open. And so you had a divider between you and your neighbor, but the front was open. There was no wall. There was no four walls, just three. And you had a roof over it. So you're protected from the wind and the rain. And there was a big fire in the middle to keep everybody warm. This was an inn. If she had had the baby in the inn, the whole community could have been watching. There was all kinds of noise there. There was all sorts of commotion, especially since everybody was coming into town to pay the tax that was required of them. The city was overflowing. All these strangers gathered in these three walled shacks around this fire is where she could have had that baby. But no, she had it in a stable where it was quiet. There wasn't a lot of people. There wasn't a lot of commotion. It was silent as she wrapped the baby in cloth and laid him in a manger. The Christmas story is one of silence. Oh, there's other things. There's the proclaiming of the angels. There's the singing. There's the gifts of the Magi. There's a lot of stuff. But the Messiah was born in the quiet. Zechariah was told, you got to be quiet. There's a lot of quiet in Scripture. And so how much quiet do we have in our life? And so that's the challenge before us. This is maybe one of the busiest times of the year. This is maybe one of the most stressful times of the year, particularly if you're going to be traveling to see family. You may be flying, maybe internationally. There's so many things going on this time of year. But it's also the recognition of the birth of Jesus. And so just a few minutes every day, could you be quiet and return to that place where the baby was wrapped in cloth, laid in a manger on a silent night? This is where we find God. And this is why we pray. And this is why we pray out loud together. And this is why we pray in silence together. Because God hears our spoken prayers. God hears the prayers of our silent heart as well. It can be a challenge with all the things on our mind and all the things that are going on around us and in our life to find a time to really connect with God. But the gift God gives us is silence. Let's have some prayer together. In all of the things of our life, let's quietly come before the God who loves us, who finds us in the quiet. Let's pray together. God, thank you that you want to connect with us. And you show us how. There's a reason that there was no room in the inn. Because the Christ child was born on a silent night in a quiet place. There's a reason Zechariah was told, you don't need to talk. You need to be quiet. Lord, help us to know we need that too. As we venture into all the things that you are calling us to, things that we're doing now and things we don't know about, in the twists and turns of life, let us find a time to connect with you, to get past all the stuff of this world, even the good things that we're doing in our life, and spend just a few moments in silence with you. Help us to see our need for that when everything in the world tells us to be more busy. Everything in the world tells us to accomplish more. Help us to see that your word teaches us how valuable it is just to be in the quiet. May we do that as we lift our prayers to you.